Sheikh Sharif Ahmed was president of Somalia once before, and he wants to be president again. His government was credited with developing Somalia's constitution and building the national army after the central government collapsed in 1991. It was criticized for corruption.
I want to build a government that gives equal rights to all the Somali people and provides security and justice to the Somali people.
He's more known for trying to include all political factions than for specific policies. Sheikh Sharif is widely seen as one of the strongest contenders. He's one of 39 candidates who have registered. Their posters line this street in Mogadishu. One of them will go on to lead a government that doesn't control much of Somalia beyond here, the capital. Swathes of the countryside are controlled by the armed group Al-Shabaab. Somalis don't even get to vote in this election. It's members of parliament who will elect the president, and the members of parliament were selected by clan representatives. Everyone familiar with the process say it's been marred by vote buying and corruption. Another former president, Hassan Sheikh Mohamud, is in the running and also widely seen as a possible winner. When he was in office, UN investigators said private individuals embezzled vast sums of money from the central bank. Once a peace activist, he's known as a negotiator and says he'll mend the rifts between Somalia's federal states. Incumbent President Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo is running again. He's lost support in parliament. His opponents say he's divisive, made Somalia's armed conflicts worse, and brought economic decline. He's promising change. Hassan Ali Khairi was prime minister under Farmajo until they fell out. He's also a prominent contender. The final outcome of the vote depends on who ends up supporting who.
It's very difficult to predict potential alliances at this stage. I think a lot of backroom deals and under the table deals are happening as we speak, and they'll continue to happen until the 11th hour, just before dawn on Sunday morning. They'll continue to make deals.
Members of parliament will vote on Sunday in a series of up to three rounds in the safety of Mogadishu's green zone, far removed from most Somalis. The region's worst drought in decades is just one of the many challenges faced by millions of people and by Somalia's next leader. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Mogadishu, Somalia.